Hello and welcome back to Naxos Classical Spotlight. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, I want to introduce you to a new album by guitarist Johann Smith, winner of the 2019 Guitar Foundation of America competition. People come from all around the world to compete, but the winner gets a major international tour, a whole bunch of publicity, and the chance to make an album with Naxos. The music in today's podcast comes from Johann Smith's winner's album, beginning with the music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Here is a bit more. Johann Smith was born in Geneva, Switzerland, and in normal times he tours the world playing his guitar. In fact, he had a big tour planned in 2020 to Canada, the United States, and Mexico, including a performance at Carnegie Hall. I hope he gets to do this tour. This album is such a treat that I really want to hear him live. I guess I will, one day, eventually. Here he is playing the slow movement of Bach's Toccata in E minor, with the same rich sound and lyrical playing that you hear from the first note he plays. Manuel Ponce has been described as the founding father of 20th century Mexican music. In 1923, he met the great Spanish guitarist Andre Segovia, and it changed his work. From that time on, Ponce spent a great deal of time writing pieces for the guitar, nearly all of them dedicated to Andre Segovia. In 1929, 6 years after their first meeting, Segovia wrote to Ponce requesting a piece. The piece Segovia got was Diferencia sobre la Folia, Variations on La Folia. It's kind of amazing to think that in just the space of a few months, Ponce completed a piece that has become a cornerstone of the guitar repertoire. Here is how it begins, with the famous La Folia tune, accompanied by some gorgeous harmonies. Music by Manuel Ponce. Johann Caspar Merz was a 19th century virtuoso on both the guitar and the flute, though I suspect not at the same time. He was born in Bratislava and toured all over Europe from Bavaria to Russia. Merz performed on various kinds of guitars, including 8- and 10-stringed instruments. He died of a heart problem at a relatively young age, at 50, but was posthumously awarded the first prize in the Brussels guitar competition in 1856 for his composition Concertino. Here is how Concertino begins. Thank you. That was music by Johann Kaspar Merz. Joscan Schwitzgebel is a composer and guitarist who plays regularly with musicians of many different styles, everything from jazz to Baroque music. In 2019, he wrote a new piece for his colleague Johann Smith, the featured artist on this podcast. This new work is called Sable Stellaris, Stellar Sands. The composer describes this piece by asking a series of questions. The composer asks, what would happen if the darkness emitted reflections? What would be their nature? What textures would they adorn? Would they be colorful or prominent? Then he goes on to say, our universe, redesigned by these mysterious iridescences, would get carried away like a kaleidoscope gone mad, projecting us into a whirlwind of hypnotic sensations. That was music by Joscan Schwitzgebel. The music in this podcast is all from a new Naxos album featuring guitarist Johann Smith, who was the 2019 winner of the Guitar Foundation of America competition. Perhaps someday we will all have the chance to hear him play in person. In the meantime, there's this album to enjoy, Naxos catalog number 8.574199. Johann Smith is someone with wide-ranging creative interests. Not only does he excel as a classical guitarist, he is also the founder, composer, performer, and graphic designer for the extreme heavy metal band Stortdragon. You can find them on YouTube as well. That's it for this podcast. Thanks for joining me. To go out, here's a bit more Bach, this time a fugue. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.